Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
The observance of Earth Day has spread worldwide in its 40 years, along with environmental concerns and action. We asked people from all over the planet to send us audio snapshots of their corner of the globe and tell us what they hope to see in another 40 years.
Hello, my name is Fabienne Foissol. I'm from Guadeloupe, French West Indies, in the Caribbean. Living in Guadeloupe could be some sort of a dream for some people. It is definitely a bliss, but we have one major crisis in Guadeloupe, which is due to a product called capon, which was used to protect banana plantations from insects. And it got into the water. So there is a higher rate of cancer, and they correspond to the places where capon was used.
Hi, my name is Victor Kawonga. I'm based in Malawi's capital city, Lilongwe. I enjoy seeing green stuff. I enjoy the fresh air that comes with the trees. And I'm very concerned that the country, Malawi, is losing tree cover. There are so many people involved in cutting down trees daily, turn them into charcoal. Of course, people in towns buy a lot of charcoal because of the infrequent supply of the electricity. So we don't seem to have a choice.
My name is Mariam and I'm from Iran. I live in Tehran, the capital. Many people suffer because of extreme air pollution in this city. There is also the problem of waste. As I work in the field of waste management, I know that the mixed disposal of hazardous waste along with municipal waste is an issue of concern in Tehran.
Hi, I'm Alejandro Castillo from Puerto Peñasco, Sonora. That's in Mexico, just next to the Gulf of California. It's an area where the ocean and the desert meet, and several wildlife and plant species have adapted, such as the most endangered marine mammal in the world, the vaquita marina or Gulf porpoise. And the biggest problems that this region is facing have to do with unsustainable fisheries and tourism development.
What can Earth Day be in 40 years from now? Oh, I don't know. It's just a dream, but I really hope that we could have a look back on the early years of 2000 saying we worked hard enough, we got aware enough of the situation, and Earth Day wouldn't be necessary anymore.
In 40 years, I hope to see the Earth free from any kind of pollution. And I want to see that all people have access to potable water. I hope the problem of global warming will be solved by complete collaboration of all nations.
I'd love to be celebrating Earth Day in 2050, eating so much different seafood, fish from the Gulf of California, clams, shrimp, blue crab, Gulf grouper, and even the currently endangered totoaba. If 40 years from now we are lucky enough to be able to harvest these species locally, it will mean that we have been successful and we've learned how to use our resources right. That would definitely be an ideal and delicious Earth Day.
Voices from Mexico, Iran, Malawi, and Guadeloupe on Earth Day 40 years from now. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Sriskandaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins, Marilyn Gavoni, and Sammy Souza.
Our interns are Emily Guerin and Bridget MacDonald. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Jeff Young.
And I'm Steve Kerwood. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. And Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.